most of the public are liars, because they would say, well, Brother Z, I don't know what you're talking about, when they know perfectly well what I'm talking about. The truth is, they don't want to admit what I'm talking about because they're afraid of mommy spanking them. They're afraid of mommy, their job, losing it, getting spanked. Getting spanked by mommy. And now the Lord has given me a vision that I will share only in audio format. The Lord showed me a vision yesterday. A very, like a cinematographic movie. Picture, this is a movie. I am in an angelic body at the time witnessing it, so I'm not really visible. And I come into a room where there are several big women at the head of a classroom. Large women, you know, large women in formal dresses like teachers would have in the 1950s. And they're standing there, their hair is cropped, everything is they're very resolute and very powerful. They head the world and they're imposing. And then I see the classroom, which is filled with all these boys, just from one end to the other. And underneath their desk, every one of their penises is catheterized. In other words, it's tied to a catheter. And they're all hooked up together in this rubber tubing, up and down. The classroom extends as far as the eye can see one direction, as far as the eye can see another. And then that goes into a central up, a thing that goes up into the roof. Picture some sort of tube that goes up to the roof, and then above on the roof there's a coil that uploads the energy of all this defiling the spirit into creating the very prison that these boys are in. Now further to this, at each desk there is a boy is looking at, and when I say boy I mean a pubescent boy, a boy that has gone beyond puberty. But to me, yeah, boy is 25 years old at this point, okay? So there they are, young men, if you like. And on the picture, on the desk, is an image of the most beautiful and voluptuous woman ever seen by anyone, who is issuing words of love to these boys who are completely, their eyes are focused on that, and they can't take their eyes off the girl. The girl at each desk has them captive. And as I said, the image of their penises catheterized and then hooked up into a network, into a grid, and then uploaded. And what that does, the upload, the coil goes up, the energy goes up and forms this world or dream, a wet dream becoming a real dream. I know this is sexual in nature, just bear with me here. Because I don't feel dirty about sex. I don't feel hung up about the idea of the urge to sex and sin and the flesh. I don't feel that it needs to have shame like the Satanists do. Satanists are ashamed of sex. That's what gives it the power. Anyway, so that big coil, like a Tesla coil, is up in this up on the roof above these few mommy dearest women who have switches, and they go up and down the aisle switching and smacking any boy that looks away from the girl. That coil goes up on the roof, and imagine it's an energy coil, lightning and whatnot, and it forms the wet dream that is converted into the dry dream, or the dream of this world, and it enslaves the boys. It's a circle of slavery. There they are, the whole world. The girl on the screen, the boys at the desk, head down, completely enslaved. Big, giant women. These women are about 7 or 8 feet tall and really fat, with huge hips, huge buttocks, you know, perfect dresses, going up and down the hall looking for anyone that will look away from the girl. Switch! Switch! Oh, yes, mommy. Okay, mommy. Oh, the girl. Yes. Oh, she's beautiful. Oh, thank you, mommy. Thank you. Oh, I knew it all along. I knew it all along. I knew it all along. I just thought I'd share that with you. A filmmaker out there, if you're having the guilty pleasure of listening to me, and you feel like ripping that image off, by all means, science fiction, that could be like a futuristic horror tale, That's the only kind of genre that you can get away with, truth. Anyway, that is the truth of our world system in a graphic format. Okay, now let me give you the last part of the vision. So I'm looking at all this, and I'm going, wow, that's really something. Wow, that's really something. And then I am one of several beings that comes through the wall, and I am my shape. I'm just a being of light, almost like a, like, you know, five-pointed star. Not in the sense of the occultist, but, you know, head, two arms, two legs, you know, head, you know, kind of like semi-human form, just radiating light. And many others come in with me, brethren, if you will. I guess we're angels. And we come in as angels, and each one of us takes a different aisle, and we rip the catheter off all the penises of the boys. And we behead all the women. Each one is decapitated with our swords, which come from nowhere. It's like you show up, it's all angel of the Lord. And the entire system collapses. And all the boys are freed. The whole world is freed. And the name of the kingdom is Yehoshua. And Yehoshua is written everywhere. And everywhere you see, it's Yehoshua. And the screens are blown up, the world goes away, and when the plug is pulled, what remains is the kingdom of heaven, or the eternal kingdom. It never left, friends. It was there all the time. You see, all you have to do is rub your little shoes together and say, there's no place like home. It was just like the Wizard of Oz. Yes, exactly as the Wizard of Oz. There it was. The kingdom, and everyone was relieved to be a spirit being, and every single one was in a glorified and translated state.